it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you talk about silencing about 55,000 people. Woo!
Ah, Max Kepler in three games. That's going to be Kepi.
Oh, come on, hero. Man.
Yep.
The hero.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Red October Rally here at Stateside Live at the Sports Complex. If you want to come down, we'll be here until 6. Free parking over at Lot S right across the street at Citizens Bank Park.
Justin in Tennessee is here.
Justin Tennessee is here.
With his son, Owen.
With Owen
made
is here.
The drive up.
He can't wait to sing 5:30 Creed with us.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He will sing with us.
What does that sound like with a twang, you think?
Hold me now.
How many Peters?
Yeah.
Not how many Peters.
Yeah, we'll see how many of those we can get him to rip off.
Well, he said he has a new one for us, but he can't say it on the air.
Well, then he shouldn't say it on the air.
Well, he won't say it on the air.
How many Peters are involved?
That's what I asked him. He said no Peters.
Oh, wow. By the way, seeing the quotes from – we'll get to the top five in a second.
Oh, yeah. You see these quotes.
Well, the quotes from Ohtani saying he's excited and nervous. We can shake him.
I know.
We can shake him tomorrow.
Sounds more excited about the cheesesteaks than he is pitching in this game.
Yeah. And
make sure we load him up.
And his parlay, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well.
Well, they probably got here today, right?
Yeah.
They got here today.
Yeah.
Or last night.
But this crowd can shake him. All I need is a first inning where he walks the first batter. Walk Trey.
Yep.
Walk Trey. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just walk him.
I mean, the crowd, they were ready for – Strider was the last one I remember. I mean, they were on Strider.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Because Strider said if I could pitch with no fans, it would be better for baseball.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And so he said incredibly sarcastically, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep. We didn't miss that quote.
You know us. Yeah.
So that was the last time I remember walking in. It was like, Strider. Yeah. And it was unbelievable. I expect tomorrow to be just like that.
Well, not to bring up bad memories, but after Schwarber hit that home run and he couldn't throw strikes, Senga was ready to get shaken last year in game one.
Yeah.
He was. And they got antsy. They swung too much. But
I don't expect this team to get antsy like that.
You don't?
Yeah, I thought last year they got in their own head a little bit.
And the shadows.
Yeah, and the shadows. They're not getting shadows. 6 o'clock, 6:38 start tomorrow.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about shadows, right? Yep. That's post-shadow.
Yep.
All right, the top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS. NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the
juicy
Week 5 matchup between the Broncos and the Eagles. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Well, before you can go forward, sometimes you got to go backwards.
Yeah.
And it would not be a Red October rally without the 5 best postseason moments of our lives. I'm not going back to 80, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Not of your life.
My life.
Yeah.
I like our lives, though. It sounds so much more dramatic. Starting at number 5. It's
the
how
pitch.
This. Jesus Christ.
You sounded like you were setting it up.
I was setting it up. I was setting the scene, getting emotional. Anyway, starting at number 5, how this whole run started for this team.
The pitch. Swung on,
did it,
crushed, and the Phillies are going to lead it 4-0. A 3-run home run for Rhys Hoskins. His first postseason home run, and he's sprinting around third base.
Yeah, that was Friday afternoon.
Spike watching from afar.
Yeah. Every time I watch that one, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
That is one of them that I watch. And, oh, man.
It was unbelievable. Because he made the error down in Atlanta.
Yep.
Comes back up here. There was questions like, should he still be hitting second?
Yep.
And all that was just like released on that baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just watching that thinking, I left. And Lakin gets this.
Yep. Lake insanity.
Yeah.
That spike was for us.
Yes, it was. Yeah, he was mad at fans.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that. There's this edge that the fan and player relationship can live on in Philadelphia. Yep. Where, because not that he's had very many postseason moments. I'm not talking about postseason. But Embiid, in his heyday, lived on that edge with the fans. They've given it back to them. Jimmy Rollins lived on that edge, giving it back to him. And I think the thing about Philly is that people don't understand is we want you to give it back to us in the same manner we gave it to you.
Yeah.
It's not about shut up, you don't know anything. It's not that. It's a different vibe, and you know it when you see it. And the Hoskins bat spike, I like that one.
Loved it.
Tell us to shove it.
It's
absolutely.
It's one of our favorite moments.
Yep, and thank God Spencer Strider was hurt. He's a little banged up heading into that one. All right. Number four wouldn't be Phil's Dodgers without taking a trip down memory lane to when J-Roll called game.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Rollins by near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
There's nothing like owning Jonathan Broxton then during that time. I mean, Broxton, obviously the Stairs home run, and then that one. And those Dodgers teams, the back and forth, two straight years in the postseason, and still, I mean, Fransky has a million unbelievable calls, but that Rollins walk-off will always live up there.
Yeah.
Rollins is a guy that the further we get away from his career, I actually think this is maybe all the 08 guys, but Rollins particularly, I appreciate Rollins a little more every year. Things every year that time goes by.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not just him. First of all, him as a player, and I have been radicalized into a Jimmy Rollins should be in the Hall of Fame guy. I don't think just as not just as a Phillies fan. I think there are a lot of numbers that support it. I'm sick of seeing WAR. There's a lot of other numbers there, but just as the engine for the Phillies and the attitude he had, it's just I've said it not to compare him to Castellanos because they're not the same, but a team needs a guy with an attitude on the team, and Jimmy Rollins was that guy with the attitude on the team. Chase Utley, great player, didn't have that attitude. Ryan Howard, great player, didn't have that attitude. They needed J-Roll.
Nah, I mean, listen, I got locked in on the Phillies because of J-Roll and then Ryan Howard. It was just great to watch them play, and Jimmy was always a guy who seemed to be right in the middle of everything, and he seemed like the spark for the team. It was like how Jimmy goes, the team goes. So, yeah, I'm with you, Spike. I think the more you move away from his career, the more you appreciate what he was as a player. The hit king for the Phillies.
And he loved that moment.
He did. He didn't run away from it.
No, he was a big moment player, and that was obviously a huge, huge moment. The third best postseason moment since 2008. It was a time where we witnessed history in a Phillies uniform.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2, swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees, it's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
Yeah. Talk about having a memory to tell your kids as you or your grandkids as you get older. You know, Roy Halladay being only the second person to throw a no-hitter in postseason, and granddad not being able to get in the game because he has on a Phillies hoodie and a Reds hat.
Yep.
So I had to go home to watch the game and watch that from home. Yeah, that
it's a big old mess.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just a big old mess right there. Yep. So I missed out on seeing a no-hitter in person because I didn't understand the what is it, the media?
The rules.
You can't wear team garb.
Yes. With the press pass.
Yeah. Well, you can't even wear Philly. I don't know if the rule has changed, but you're not supposed to wear your own team.
If you're not going in the press box.
If you're in the press box, yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, which they're not going to see me tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I will have on Philly garb.
That's right.
And I had a chance. I've told the story. I had a chance. We had Val and I were dating at the time, had tickets to go to that game. We couldn't go to the game because she was ill, So we decided to watch the game on her parents' couch. And it was, you could see Roy Halladay had that with the first pitch.
Yeah.
And I think it was the third inning or the fourth inning. And, you know, we hadn't been together a long time. She watched a lot of baseball. I don't know how much baseball she knew. And I think it was the third or the fourth inning. I looked at her and I said, do you know what's going on here? She's like, I know.
Wow.
And we sat there and watched it. So, you know, maybe we get another one tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know. Christopher Sanchez. But, well, yeah, I missed that game as well.
Yeah, my favorite story about that is, so Zalecki wrote a great book called Doc.
Yeah.
And obviously, Cliff Lee was a legend in 2009. Mostly because of what he did in the postseason, the run that he went on, and he became a fan favorite. And Zalecki tells the story that Victorino went down below to see Halladay, like, on the bike, warming up.
Yeah.
And Halladay did not say hi, of course.
I love it.
But he's watching Cliff Lee's first start against as a Ranger in the postseason.
Really?
Just glaring at the TV. And he said at that moment, I kind of had a feeling that... that Roy was about to do something special.
It was a better game than the perfect game.
He was more dominant
in that game than the perfect game.
Yeah. Well, and Votto tells the story how he stepped out on Halladay to mess up his timing. Halladay came up to him in the All-Star game the next year and said, I wanted to kill you. it was incredible. So,
and then the final out being, you know, to lose, if they had lost a no-hitter on that, because that's the kind of a play you lose a no-hitter on, you're a dribbler. But
only walk in the game was to who?
I don't know.
Jay Bruce.
There you go.
Former Philly. All right. The second best Phillies postseason moment since 2008. We were all here for it. A beautiful, beautiful moment that still lives on in this city.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
It was around that time. He hit the home run. And I think my reaction, it was much like when Saquon broke off the touchdown to start the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Where I just started laughing. And I said, of course he did.
Yeah.
Like, of course he did. When he hit the home run off of Bryce Elder on the Attaboy game, of course he did. Game two last year against the Mets when he hit the home run to Luis Brown closer. It's like, of course he did. So that's why we believe in him
in October.
Bedlam's going to live on forever, but man, another one to add on the resume this postseason would be awesome.
And then that's the moment where I started getting mad at you guys.
Exactly.
That you had it and I didn't.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, Bedlam was unbelievable.
Fransky said he may never hit a bigger one. This year, I want him to hit a bigger one.
Be amazing.
You know? Let's put that to bed. Let's say after, when we play that clip for a long time, which we will, let's always follow that clip with, I can't believe he actually did hit a bigger one, in 2025.
Yeah, maybe that could be number one one day. But for now, until the Phillies
it's pretty big.
Have a parade down Broad Street yet again, the number one postseason moment since 2008.
Runner at second, two out, and Iwamura grounds one up the middle. Oh. Utley, good play.
All right, that's clips labeled wrong.
Oh my God.
This is one of the worst.
Oh, just.
Producing
oh, and
job.
Just the blaming. The blaming.
Oh, Buzz.
The blame
the
game.
The Iwamura play with Utley, the fake, the throw.
Oh, was a great play.
It was a great play.
A great play, but not number one, Buzz.
Oh my God.
What a choke.
Thank
God we don't have Buzz on the mound tomorrow.
He's not ready for the postseason.
No, he's absolutely not ready. He's a regular season player, but
are we going to be able to play it, or should we say the number one is obviously them winning the World Series?
No.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, just play it.
Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lynch stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World champions of baseball.
Watching Wheels do the little Wheels dance during that. I remember the video of that.
Yeah.
You know what has been so nice today? talking about something other than A.J. Brown's tweet.
Yeah, for sure.
This is, you know, people sometimes, when the thing like the A.J. thing happens, says that this is what you guys love. You guys love this stuff, so on and so forth. What we love is that. You know, the joy of talking about winning and losing and those sorts of things. Yeah. Is the AJ stuff interesting? Sure, it's interesting. But that is what we're all in it for.
Yes, sir.
You know, the wins, the joy, the happiness, that sort of stuff, which is, that's why we want this. That's why, you know, the story of this team, this particular era of Phillies baseball, the 08 era went the other way. They won it first. And then they were continually chasing it. Great teams. And Ruben Amaro was sitting right here, the general manager of those teams, and said that was not the best team of that era, you know. But I think this team for the Phillies is the best team of this era. I think this is the best team of this era. And I would love to see the exclamation point of this era on this year and this team.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we're playing for.
Beating the unbeatable Dodgers, you know, as well.
The full schedule's out, by the way.
Okay.
So tomorrow night, 6:38.
Yep.
Monday, 6:08.
Okay.
Wednesday, 9:08.
Oof.
That's a rough one.
Oh, 9:08.
9:08 is tough.
Why don't we start the show at 3 the next day?
Yeah. And then Thursday, 6:08. And then next Saturday, if it's a game 5, 8:08.
We're starting the show at 3.
Yeah, well, just so we can have, you know, an hour extra in the morning the next day. It's a late game, Mike.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm like, what?
That sounds like a...
So it's 6 on game day, Eagles game day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though. You get, I mean, you'll have some idea where that game's going. It really means that the overlap is going to be the first quarter.
Yes.
The first, maybe first half, yes. but probably first quarter. And then you can hopefully, after the Phillies win the series, enjoy the Eagles-Giants game.
Enjoy the rest of the Eagles-Giants game.
Yeah, afterwards.
Like that. Man, that sounds good. The midnight post-game show.
Oh, man.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen,
on Wednesday,
I've already throw the diet out the window, throw sleep out the window. It's going to be a good month.
Hopefully, the longest month.
We'll be on fumes.
Longest month since October 22. Since 2008.
Since 22. 22
was longer.
Yeah. In November. 22 went 6 games.
Yeah. Yeah. Need that again.
Need that. I tell you, an underrated game because we didn't win that series. That game won in Houston was awesome.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. It was one of the best World Series games of all time.
Yeah, that game one in Houston was awesome. The comeback in that game.
Phil's down 4-0. Come back, fight back. The JT homer, the Castellanos catch, Robertson stones at the end. It was.
You know, hearing John Middleton talk about the organization now and talk about the desire for consistent success over years, right? He said he doesn't want it to be just 5 years and out.
Yeah,
and that. Just you bring up Houston made me think of that. If you're set up right as an organization, it doesn't mean you're going to win the World Series every year. But you look at Houston, and they didn't make the playoffs this year. They were still a decent team. But they have been – that team just keeps reloading, Houston. And it's not about – they spend money. It's not about spending money. Baseball is just about organizationally, are you continually, you know –
Replenishing talent, developing it.
And that is the next step for the Phillies. And I know they have a few good prospects down there, but really what you want is that pipeline of so many of those guys that a couple of them end up in the major leagues, and then others are fuel to get players.
Exactly. I was just getting ready to say that. That way you're not apprehensive in trying to trade some of these guys at the trade deadline because you have – plenty of people in the farm system ready to replace the guys that's up for trading. So, and that's why we were able to do what we did this past trade deadline.
Yes.
You know, having Mick Abel there, and what's the other guy?
Eduardo Tait?
Catcher.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Yeah, probably going to be a DH, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Do we have another catcher?
Not necessarily.
How old is Marshawn?
Well, Marshawn's young.
He is young?
Yeah.
All right, it don't matter.
25.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
we're good. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, listen, JT will be back.
I know, but it's still nice. I don't need Stubbs as the backup.
No, that's all
I'm saying. It's like, yeah, we got somebody young and looks like a catcher there.
Yeah, you can find a stop. You can find a stopgap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack, we're organizationally, in terms of minor league system, in terms of process and evaluating players, I know the Phillies are way better than they were 10 years ago.
Yep.
Where are they, do you think, at the moment in the hierarchy of baseball?
So I think, well, there's still some monster teams at it. The Phillies are investing a lot into it. Like, they're opening up a whole another thing down in Clearwater, I believe, like overhauling it to make it more of a lab.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing for them, I think the next, what? You like the lab stuff, I know.
Yeah.
But
I'm turning them into Jackie Baseball right now. This is the true Jackie Baseball.
Man. Unleashing.
Well, so I think hitting-wise, I thought a lot of their guys kind of plateaued a little bit this year. So I think that's one thing they got to, because they've drafted a lot more hitters recently than pitching. I think pitching is actually, their pitching development, I believe, is ahead of their hitting development. They just haven't gotten a lot of pitching in the system. So I think the health of it, I think the biggest thing that Dave Dombrowski's actually done from the standpoint of, besides at the major league level, is I think behind the scenes he's turned them into a big boy club.
Here's what we got to do. We got to go find our big dumper or
he's like, yeah, he's like a fourth round pick.
I'm just saying,
but it's got to be
slugger.
One of them.
Like, we need a slugger
that we develop.
Yeah, that we develop.
Like Ryan was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Jack gets tired of me saying this, but I look all around baseball, and on so many of these teams, I see a guy that now. The Oakland A's have a couple of those guys. Now, they didn't even – they're not Oakland. Sacramento A's or Las Vegas A's, whatever it is. But I'm excited for the next time that we have a homegrown – this is a good team, and I love the players on this team. But there is something special about having – that. It's part of why the 08 team was so special.
Oh, yeah.
Is so many of those guys were brought up through the system at the same time.
Well,
you know?
Aiden's going to finish the year as a top 10 prospect. So,
okay.
Like, he might be 10 to 15.
Okay.
So, I mean, you hope he's the guy. Painter, now off a full year coming back from Tommy John. And then if you want to break down Francisco Renteria, who's the number 3 international prospect that they're giving a big bonus to, we can talk about that.
What is he, 17?
He's 16.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you have to be big in that. Yeah. You have to be.
What happened to our Acuna?
Well, Kenny's 13. Kenny Acuna is 14.
We got to wait on him.
Well, and the Mets have the other Acuna.
Yeah, Luis Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
They have the better one, don't they?
No, this kid, no.
No,
he's
okay. Thanks.
No.
Arun, Mets.
Now, Arun Escobar is Ron Acuna's cousin.
Okay.
He is one of their best hitting prospects right behind Aiden.
Okay.
So, yeah.
One of ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah. All right.
We're getting
bucks.
There.
Yeah.
I like that breakdown on Red October Friday. Oh,
there you go. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, how are you feeling? The half of our poll says they're nervous. I have evolved into fully confident now.
Uh-oh.
I have that anxiety, but I am fully confident.
There we go.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will also give our weekend picks for the NFL.
Justin will sing Creed.
Justin from Tennessee is here with his son Owen. Justin will sing Creed. And this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where it's
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Oh, it's so bad.
And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down.
Yeah.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's a WIP Afternoon Show.
Wow.
With Ike, Spike, and
good
Fritz.
Good job, Justin.
What twang.
Good job,
yeah. Hold me now.
Perfect.
We are at the Red October Rally at Stateside Live at the Sports Complex. Awesome. Well done, Justin and Owen. If you heard a little extra voice and an extra twang in that, Justin from Tennessee made his way up early. Yes. He came up to go to the Birds game on Sunday, then see us at Chickies on Monday. We will not be there because we'll be at the ballpark. Yep. So they got up here early. Sang Creed with us.
Love it.
You can hear the twang in it there, fella. I almost started singing it the same way he did.
So did I.
Because I heard him doing it.
I know. It's crazy.
It's Spy. Crazy.
That's actually pretty good.
How that happened.
I was more excited than a puppy with two peers. And
I didn't know what to do with it.
Didn't know what to do with either one of them.
We're in.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yep. No.
Are we doing the 9-9 challenge?
I brought that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Come on,
nine
Spike.
Beers?
Nine glizzies?
First of all.
That's what I was thinking about.
I could eat.
Which is tougher, nine beers or nine glizzies?
Nine glizzies.
No, nine beers. I could eat nine hot dogs easy.
Nah. You don't even eat meat.
But
if you could.
If I did, I could eat nine hot dogs easy. Yeah.
Those aren't. What is those? Those aren't pint beers, though, right?
They look a little smaller.
They're probably 12 ounces, right?
They look like these.
So it's like 12, like 9, 12 ounce cans of beer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can chug those down.
No. Maybe in my younger days. Not now. Three, I'll be out. I'll be done.
Dude, you'd be all right.
No.
Just give it a shot.
Nine beers? I couldn't drink nine beers in a month.
Yeah, you know this dude is one drink.
Yeah, come on, man. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how emotional I would get after nine beers?
I love you guys.
I'd be kissing you guys.
You guys are my best friend.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's great. It's beautiful. I love when you get that.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it.
I do. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like when someone changes, you know, it's good.
I'm always I guess not always, yeah. All right, you want to give our picks for the weekend? Is it picks time? Let's do it.
You guys were hot last week. Spike, a little 4-0, got back in the race, back in the mix. Spike,
what am I for the season?
You are 7-9 year to date.
Okay, all right. That's acceptable.
Ike went 3-1, 7-9 year to date, and I was 2-2, 8-7-1 on the year.
Oh, I was one game behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Here it comes. So do I go first because I was 4-0?
Yeah,
sure.
You get the honors.
All right. I like Kostos, like the Bills -8 over the Patriots. Bills are a machine right now at home against the Patriots. I think the Patriots stink. I know everybody likes Mike Vrabel. Everybody likes Drake May. Bah, 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 bah. Bills -8. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I actually have the Saints -1.5 over the Giants. Saints at home. I am the one person in America that thinks the Saints are a little frisky. Honestly, the Giants don't have Malik Nabers.
It's a wrap.
They won that game by the skin of their teeth last week. I know they play so scared, that team, offensively from a coaching standpoint. I think the Saints are going to win this game easy. I think they'll win by a touchdown. I don't know how the Giants are going to score without Malik Nabers. So I have the Saints -1.5 over the Giants. I have the Colts giving up 6.5 over the Raiders. Colts lose their first game of the year last year, but they are a legit team, the Colts. So I have the Colts at home laying 6.5 over the Raiders. This is the toughest Eagles game for me to call all year, so I am doing the classic Philly hedge. I have the Eagles 21-20 over the Broncos.
There it is.
Not covering.
There it is.
I have no idea. So that is my hedge right there. I'm saying the Eagles are going to win but not cover. So those are my picks.
All right. I like them. Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, he took a layup with the Bills and the Saints.
If it was a layup.
Yeah. It's okay.
Go put $1 million on a layup, guy. All right.
Nothing's that easy of a layup.
All right.
All right. But I'm going Colts -6.5 versus the Raiders with you. I do like that. Daniel Jones and the boys, they bounce back. I think this game is at home. Quite frankly, Geno, I don't know what the hell Geno's been doing, but it ain't been playing well. So I'll take the Colts -6.5 over the Raiders. And then I'm going with the Seahawks. Sneaky Seahawks team out there in the West. Sam Darnold, not playing too bad. That coach, what is his name? Mike Daniels?
Mike McDaniels?
Same thing. He's got that ball club playing well. I'll take them -4.5 over the Bucs. Now, that's a tough game going out there to the West after a tough loss last week for the Bucs. Yeah, I'll take Seattle -4.5 at home.
It's 3 on FanDuel.
Is it -3 on FanDuel?
So that's
always
the line.
I always use the ESPN thing. Okay, fine. So it's minus three.
It's all better, right, anyway.
So give me the Seahawks minus three versus the Bucks. All right, then I'll take the Chargers minus 3.5 versus the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is coming back. But the Chargers, that was an embarrassing loss last week versus the Giants. And as much as I don't like Jim Harbaugh, I love his brother, John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's a damn good coach. They bounce back, get a W this week. And then I'm taking the Eagles. They're covering 27-21. It won't be pretty, but it will be effective. That's our motto. We go to 5-0. Go Birds!
Go Birds.
All right, so the Lions 2.5 on the Chargers, too. So that helps you out on FanDuel. I checked like an hour ago.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the Chargers minus 2.5 as well versus Washington.
Every week. You take the Chargers every week.
I will.
He does.
Yeah. It was a bad game last week, but they bounced back this one. I'm taking the Pats plus 8.5. I'm taking them against the Bills.
And they're at home, right?
I believe are at home.
I think the Pats are at home.
Yeah. That's
my motto.
A lot of points for a
divisional opponent on the road.
I'm checking the line. Wait a minute. You just said it was a layup.
Well, that's just because you picked it.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure.
Well, you picked the Bills.
Yes.
But he picked.
Oh, yeah, it is 8.5. So I got to give 8.5.
Damn it.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You're
saying it's all right. It's my bet.
Well, I want to make sure.
Yeah. It's 8.5.
Sorry, it's in Buffalo. So
yes.
So I thought
it's in Buffalo.
I actually thought the line.
Oh, then that's why it's 8.5.
Yeah.
I thought the line should have been a little higher, frankly. So the fact that it's
Lions telling you something?
A little smell on it.
Okay.
Anyway, and then I'm taking the Seahawks minus 3 with Ike. The Bucks. Listen, the Seahawks have been off since last Thursday.
Yep.
So Bucks traveling east to west.
Still missing Mike Evans, I believe.
Yep.
Banged up.
And I think Bucky Irvin might not play.
He's out. I was impressed by Darnold. I really was in the last time I saw him play. So, and then I'll take the Eagles not covering but winning 20-17.
There we go. The Philly hedge.
Yep.
The Philly hedge. Yep. There are the picks. We haven't done very much Eagles today, but Nick Sirianni did speak to the media. Buzz, is the question in this audio, or should we say what the question was before we play it?
Say what the question was.
So the question was, what is the relationship like between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown? So here is Nick Sirianni was asked, what is the relationship like between Jalen? Something to the effect of, what is the relationship like between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown?
Just, you know, always trying to get on the same page, always trying to do what they need to do to go out there and perform, whether that's in the meeting room, talking through things in the meeting room, whether that's...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, out on the practice field, getting, you know, the looks of practice, but then also the extra reps on the side. So, you know, I just see two guys that are great pros that, you know, care deeply about winning, and they know that you know, the way they perform, it dictates winning and losing. And, you know, they work hard. They work very hard at that together to put the best product out on the field that we can.
That is old Nick. That's not new Nick. That's old Nick. This whole thing brings out old Nick when they ask the question.
Has to.
Yeah.
It's tough for him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, got to be sick of it, man.
Well, he can't sit there and tell us how they're best of friends
and
the other. So, you know, he's trying not to add any fuel to what's going on out there right now. I don't know what to say about that whole situation, man, except that they need to get it together.
Yeah,
That's all I could say is that they need to get it together.
Yeah, it's enough. I think if we're sick of hearing about it, mm-hmm. Can you imagine in the locker room that, and the coaches most specifically, you know, thinking to themselves, "Come, guys, you know, we're trying to win a Super Bowl here. You know, whatever this is, figure it out. You know, we're having a hard enough time figuring out the offense as it is."
Now, I'll say this. I look at that game last week, and they look pretty good in the first half. I know Mike said that there were some things they got away with.
Mayock, yeah.
In the first half. And that may be true, but they still look good. They look good against the blitz. Jalen looked like he was just spreading the ball around. And then all of a sudden they come out in the second half, And it just looks like they're trying to force feed A.J. Brown the ball in the second half. I don't know any other way to describe that. They threw the ball 8 times, and I think 5 of them went to A.J. So they clearly were trying to get him the ball, even though they were up. And I say this to say, just go out there and run your game plan. Yeah. Let Jalen go through his progressions, get the ball where it's supposed to go, and it'll find you when it's supposed to find you. In all seriousness, now you're trying to win football games. This can't be about let's acquiesce to AJ just to make him happy at the expense of winning football games. Like there is an argument to be made switching up in the game plan from whatever they did in that first half. And I don't want to hear about zone and blitz. I don't want to hear about that nonsense. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. That's all convenient excuses. It seems like the offense stalled because they weren't doing what they did in the first half.
Yes, to an extent, yeah.
And if you're going to tell me that all happened just because a team switched to zone defense, then, well, guess what we're going to see every week?
Yes.
If it has this type of impact on us that we can't adjust and we can't figure out how to get first downs and move the ball, then we're going to see this every week. So I'll just say, man, just when something is clicking and is working, stick with it. Stick with it. You can't. If everything is about winning football games, then that's what you have to do: win the football game.
And if those guys are good enough, the ball will find them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The ball will find them. It goes back to, you know, Jalen threw. There were a couple of big ones they should have had to AJ that were missed throws. That's okay. You're going to miss throws.
He should have threw better balls. I agree with that.
But quarterbacks throw bad passes. Great quarterbacks throw bad passes. That can't be the end of the world.
Here's also why I'm saying that, because I think there is an indirect or direct effect on the quarterback when he has to think about that. When he has to think about, I have to get the ball over here or this person is not going to be happy. And then it's going to be a story next week. Like, that has to impact Jalen as well. And that affects how he plays the quarterback position. And I don't think that's fair to him. Like, it's one thing to coach him up and the ball is supposed to go a certain place and, you know, he needs to put better ball placement out there at times. I get that. But I would have to imagine if I'm him, this is also irritating and agitating to me as a player.
Sure, like, but he has to think about that
hard,
every time
it's
he drops
hard enough
back.
To play quarterback in this league already.
You have to think so quick. And if there's an extra thing going through your mind that is, oh, no, I don't throw it to him this time.
Or even worse, predetermining this is what you're going to do regardless of what the defense does.
Right.
I'm throwing the ball to AJ here regardless of what the defense does.
Yep.
And some of those throws, and I can be like you with a little reckless speculation, who's to say Jalen wasn't irritated by this whole thing?
Right. And said, you know, we're up by enough.
Yeah, why am I, like, I'm just saying, he doesn't look happy standing up there having to answer these questions when he knows that this is somehow being pointed at him as he's the issue.
Yep, I agree with you.
That can't feel good, man. It can't feel good. And the quarterback needs to be in the right frame of mind. Come on, man. It's QB1.
Get it together. Gary and Vineland.
Tighten up.
Buttercup.
What's going on? I'm about
to
watch
Gary?
The first victory of the weekend, Friday, football.
Yeah.
The high school kids are going to win in the Phillies and then the Eagles. It's going to be a great weekend.
All right.
Well, it better be a great weekend. Yeah.
Great take, Gary.
Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah, what else you got, buddy?
You want to do a little Eagles chant,
though? I got what's your parlay chant?
Uh-oh.
What's your parlay is pretty good. Oh, I do like where's
your
bookie. Yeah. There's going to be
a lot of gambling references.
I just want, if you remember when Tim Lincecum pitched here in 2010, you know, the dirt, like hippie thing they had going on, all those signs.
How do you remember that?
I remember everything. And I wrote a book, ringthebellbook.com. Anyway, but, you know.
He forgot his books today.
I did forget my books today, and I forgot to bring one from Milton.
Wow.
But regardless.
I thought DeCameron was supposed to be selling books.
Yeah, I told him, yeah. I mean, okay. He also docked.
Okay.
But then remember the bond sign in left field? In 2006, I believe it was.
Wait, when the said,
what? There were the Barry Bonds sign
on
left
field.
Yes. But, you know, Ruth did it on hot dogs and beer. How did you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all time. Tomorrow,
that's a good one.
Tomorrow's could reach epic proportions.
Do you think people will bring that stuff up to Ohtani with chance and stuff? I don't think they will.
Which stuff? The bookie stuff?
Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, dude, they did it with, I mean, Ozuna when he was here in 23.
It feels, I guess it wasn't that long ago with Ohtani, but it feels that way. It just doesn't feel top of mind
well,
for people.
Again, the fans enter that ballpark in the playoffs trying to.
Yeah, with something.
Creating
yeah.
like an edge. Yeah. And they think yeah. they impact the outcome of the game. And I believe that they try to find any little thing they can use to try to get in players' heads. And I believe that is a big one for Ohtani.
We got
to
ask, because Devin will have the opportunity to ask Shohei Ohtani questions, right? Because she is.
Translator.
Scoops. Well, she'll ask that. Is
well, that's what I mean.
It has to be, who do you have money on in tonight's game?
No.
We want her to keep her job.
Yes.
Way to go, Spice.
She'd be a star.
They run Devin out of that dugout so fast.
He already talked. I mean, he's talking today.
How about if Devin just screams blood in his face?
Yeah, just randomly screaming blood. That's how we do things
yeah,
on the show.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
That'll freak Joey out. Hey, man, have a great weekend.
All right, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we're going to win tomorrow, Gary. Then we're going to win on Sunday.
Then we're going to win on Monday. Show's going to be wild on Tuesday.
Dude, if we get 3 wins in 3 days.
Oh, come on.
My goodness. Even if they win tomorrow, Eagles win on Sunday.
Yeah,
that
Monday.
Show on Monday is going to be
wild.
Electric.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's a good question.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I will say, I got to give you credit, Spike.
Oh, for actually asking Mr. Middleton?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I give you credit.
And he seemed
way more
it.
Open to it than I thought.
Yeah, he said, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, Jack perked up like, hold on.
Yep.
I was expecting to be like, all right, we'll see, whatever. He was very much like.
Bought into it.
Yeah.
Look, I might ask Trey Turner softball questions about candy. But if there's a question about Jack to be asked, a hard question, even to the owner of a sports team, I will ask that question.
That's great.
Yep. What's next?
It did throw off the whole beginning of the show.
We bounced back.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
That was on me.
Yeah,
you left your glasses in the car.
Yeah, and yeah, I was rattled.
Okay, yes. All right. Yeah, I said the mic wasn't up. Yeah.
It was a limp mic.
What did we got? Amaro here again?
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm going to get to a cookout one of these days.
That's actually a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I started early with Hugh today, too.
Really?
Because he was like, brought some movie reference that I didn't know.
Candyman.
But yeah. that's not a cookie. That's just a horror movie.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not strictly for the delegation.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if I was in the...
No, Candyman's not a black-white thing. It's a horror movie.
Okay, well, he made it seem like it was a delegation.
Because the killer is black.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. What in the... Yeah.
Hugh loves when he gets me.
Yeah.
With those.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys seem like you're in a good place now.
No, we're friends.
They sort of found their little happy medium.
I think Hugh now sees it. It's like...
Oh, that guy's harmless.
Yeah, he's just...
He's a pain in the ass.
He's just
Jack.
He's just Jack.
What's next?
Because you got Rube's job.
Yes. Well, I do. Every time Rebel barks when I don't want him to, I scream at him, I'm going to send you back to Aruba.
Nice. Classy.
And by the way, that doesn't even sound like a punishment.
Yeah,
sounds
really.
Awesome.
Why'd you rob him?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why'd you bring him over here?
He's living a good life. Yep. Now he's got winter.
Yep.
Aruba's the one off of South Carolina, right?
No, stop.
You don't really think
that's Myrtle
that's Bermuda.
Beach. Huh?
That's Bermuda. Bermuda's the one off South Carolina, right?
Oh, you mean out in the ocean?
Yeah.
Like well, they're all out there.
I know, but the there's
Caribbean.
One off. The,
Aruba's down, yes.
So Aruba's in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay. I was getting Aruba and Bermuda.
They sound alike.
Mixed up.
What's next?
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
That was a moment.
It was a moment.
It was.
He was looking directly at you.
I was like, I'm not always an Eisman.
Yeah, I started fluttering.
It was just like,
we wanted to win it for you.
I was like, this is a pressure moment.
And then, by the way, how could he say no to the first pitch after that?
Yeah.
It seemed like we planned it that way.
Like, you know what that was? That was like when D-Wade fed LeBron.
Yeah, that was teamwork.
Yep.
That was teamwork.
Just laying the groundwork.
What did you feel like as I was setting up that question, by the way?
Well, I was like, how's he going to answer? I always feel bad because with Trey earlier.
Yeah.
You know.
I was just waiting on what the answer was going to be.
I know.
Like,
and he gave a great answer.
Yeah, he did.
Because Trey earlier, you know, we talked about, I asked him a question, and Jillio set it up with, Jack's here. You know him well. And I was
today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I said to Trey, I was like, Trey, I know you had to video the hostage. You were a hostage to do that video before the camera thing.
Wishing you good luck.
Yeah, wishing me good luck. So yeah. I appreciate that. And then asked him a real question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just one of the guys.
You and Trey.
Man.
Just
building a bond, man.
Totally normal friend relationship.
Yeah.
What's next?
You were ready to blame.
How did anybody know that Jack, who is writing these texts?
that was a real one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how they heard it. It wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
You could have seen it on YouTube, I guess.
Maybe that's what it was.
Wasn't my fault.
No.
What's next?
I couldn't hear him.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening today.
What a show. What a show.
Thank you to the folks at Stateside and Stateside Live, of course. This is so proud that this is Stateside Live now for having us for the Red October Rally. Hopefully there are several more Red October rallies and celebrations throughout the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Longest October
ever.
Since 22.
Y'all want to go over to the NBA YoungBoy concert with me?
No.
So, is he a player?
In the NBA?
No. No.
Come on, man. It's the slime concert.
Is that what it is?
Nah, I just know everybody's wearing like slime, some sort of green.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a world.
Yeah.
That's not even, I'm familiar with a lot of the delegation stuff. That is a world. That's a young.
That's the young delegation young there, too. Delegation. Yeah, that's young. Those are young people.
Yeah, not me. Not me. Nope.
Man.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to John Middleton for joining us today, Ruben Amaro, Tom McCarthy, as well as Jesus Lizardo. We will talk to you Monday. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.